This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I'm sitting with my habibi, one of my dearest friends, Mufti Ismail Mink. And a topic that has been on my mind for a long time. It's actually long overdue to speak about it in public. So that's the highlight of the whole issue, is that I wanted to speak about this in public, and that is to send, number one, a dua for my wife, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all the support that you have given me ever since I decided to walk through in the path of da'wah. And I looked into the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was never ashamed to publicly praise his wives and publicly send those messages of love and compassion. Even after the death of Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha, he maintained that loyalty. So, Sheikhna,
Bismillah.
Why in some cultures, subhanAllah al-Azim, you find some Muslims, they feel ashamed of even mentioning the name of their wives in public?
You know, subhanAllah, when Brother Wa'il told me earlier, I want to do a video, he didn't tell me what it was. I'm just hearing it now. So to speak about your wife, even with her name and so on, obviously there's nothing wrong. Why some cultures don't like to mention the name, they say that it's out of respect and so on. But you could have a pen name, meaning you could have a pet name, you could have a nickname, which is also part of the sunnah. Sometimes people don't want the public to know the name of their wife, right? That's okay. But if someone thinks it's haram from an Islamic perspective, then they are wrong. It's not haram from an Islamic perspective to say, to call your husband or wife by their names. But in some cultures, they just consider it disrespectful because of cultural reasons. Like I say, because they rather call them Fulan or Fulana, mother of so-and-so, which is also part of the sunnah. But it does not negate the permissibility to use the first name. I mean, that is the name. So that is there. But unfortunately, some people think it's haram to call your wife with the first name and even to praise her or to mention her in public. And the same applies the other way, where some of the women think that you cannot call your husband by his first name. It's a cultural matter, not a religious matter. In religion, you are allowed to call your husband by his first name. That's the whole reason why he was named in the beginning, why we named the person when they were born. You know, it's a sacred moment when you're giving a name. The hadith says, give a proper good name because you will be called by that name on the day of Qiyamah.
And subhanAllah, when they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most beloved person to your heart, he immediately said, Aisha.
You know, and it's amazing how even my own family, I always like to talk about how much they sacrifice as well. It's not easy because a lot of the times you travel, you are unable to travel. Not like you don't want to travel with your spouse, but you are unable to travel with your family members because they are either busy, they have something they're doing, they're committed to the children, they're committed to some other things. And because of that, you end up going alone or going with a team of people who are not made up of your immediate family. It's not easy. So may Allah reward us too, Habibi.
And this is exactly the reason why I'm taking this video in public. And this is why I did not mention anything about the topic before actually hitting the recording button, because I wanted it to be a bit personal now. So I want our wives to hear this message publicly, that we love you for the sake of Allah, we admire your sacrifices, and we speak about it behind the camera a lot.
Wait a minute, Sheikh. Can I correct you?
Yes.
We love our families for the sake of Allah and for our own sake too.
Definitely. But the point is, we speak about you, my dear sisters in Islam, my dear wife, behind the camera a lot. But I thought, like, if the Prophet ﷺ would praise his wives in public, then I think we should take that stand.
Well, I think one thing that I always do, and my family does not know, one thing that I always do is I always mention them in a positive way to everyone else. And this is something you need to know. You know, to speak about your spouse in public or behind their backs in the most positive way actually is one of the best gifts you could give them.
Sometimes they need to hear it.
Yeah, and or sometimes they need to hear it.
Most of the time, actually.
But it's good for them to hear it from another party. You know, your husband was talking so highly of you, and they start feeling good about it. But unfortunately, our friends are such, they wouldn't say anything.
They would only mention the ugly stuff.
But we don't talk about ugly stuff.
Never, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So the main intention was to, there was a video that was posted earlier about the sacrifices, the challenges that we face in Dawah. And part of those challenges is actually leaving our family behind, traveling around, and not spending time with them. So it's a chance now from across the ocean, sending this message of love and respect and admiration for their sacrifices.
May Allah bless you all, and even our family, our children. Wallahi, we love you to pieces, to bits and pieces, every single one of you. I'm talking of my children, Brother Wael's children, and the others who work with us in our field. We love you to bits. The fact that we might not be there all the time is something that we don't like, but we're out fi sabilillah. I mean, there are others who are out for different reasons. In this case, not only do we pray for you every single day or sometimes a few times in the day, and every single one of you, but we miss you so much. We wish that we could have two of us so that we could, you know, have half there and half here. But Allah has kept it this way here. Inshallah, Amen. It's in a good cause. We Amen. Pray that Allah protect you,
Amen.
Grant you elevation Amen. And goodness and success. That's to our children. I mean, I know even your children, they're growing a little bit older. They look at me as an uncle. My children too, they love you. And, you know, they look at us as uncles to them, meaning the father is there, but even the other mashayikh, the kids know that this is my father's colleagues and so on, and they love them, they follow them, and they learn from them. So it's really a good thing to mention your wife and your children, your family members in as a whole.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make every step that we take in the path of da'wah in the scale of your good deeds. Ameen, Abba, ameen.
In fact, one more thing.
Yes.
My mom and dad are still alive, mashallah. May Allah bless them and give them a good, long, healthy life to continue to serve Him and even to guide us. I usually spend every day that I'm at home in my country, I usually spend about 2 hours, 1.5 to 2 hours after Salatul Isha with them, almost without fail. And unfortunately, I travel a lot, so sometimes we don't get a chance to do that. But still, you know, we really highly respect them, and I do believe that it's very important to sit with your elderly parents, no matter how old you are. Just listen to them, what they have to say. Just, and you know, they will ask you about your day, they will pray for you, they will give you lots of goodness. Your parents being alive is a big gift of Allah. For them to look at you with the eye of coolness is something that is unmatched. Mm. And for you to look at them also with that eye of love, respect, and the coolness of your own eyes in your parents, they will always pick on a few things. They will guide you. It might not be so sweet to listen to what they have to say, because they are still your parents. You are still their baby, no matter how old you are. So listen and appreciate and give them that moment. And I know that in some cases, this might not be so applicable, because there are some cases where maybe parents have really abused their children in some cases, and there is the link was severed because of them. But alhamdulillah, Allah make it easy for everyone.
Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Our wives first before anyone else. And inshallah, include us in your dua. Jazakumullah khairan. Shukran, Sheikh.
Barakallah. Shukran for raising this topic.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, I started blushing when you said your wife and so on. I didn't want to give the public their name, so alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.